Welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we'll be looking into the background story of My Faith Looks Up to Thee. My Faith Looks Up to Thee, 1830. Unlike Tennyson, whose best poem was his last, Crossing the Bar, being written during the poet's 81st year, Ray Palmer's best was his first, written when he was only 22. In the fall of 1830, the young Yale graduate went to New York City as a teacher in a select school for young ladies, directed by a lady who was connected with St. George's Church. There, he divided his time between teaching and studying theology, residing with the family of the director of the school. Accustomed from childhood to the expression of what his heart felt in the form of verse, he sat at his desk one night in the early winter of 1830 and began writing another poem. It was an hour, quote, when Christ in the riches of his grace and love was so vividly apprehended as to fill the soul with the deepest emotion, unquote. With no thought of writing a hymn and without the slightest intention of penning a poem that other eyes should ever read, he wrote six stanzas in the unusual 6-6-4-6-6-6-4 meter, the first of which read, My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. He was so deeply stirred that he stained the closing lines with abundant tears. Before he retired, he wrote these words in his diary. I wrote tonight a simple poem. I wrote just what I felt with little effort. I recollect that I penned the last words with tender emotion. Later, he copied the stanzas in a small Morocco-covered book, which he always carried with him for just such purposes, and promptly forgot all about them. In the fall of 1832, 2 years after he had written what was to become his most famous hymn, Ray Palmer was visiting in Boston when he chanced to meet his friend Dr. Lowell Mason on a busy street. Mason, the father of American hymnology, asked the young man if he had come across any good new hymns for a hymn and tune book which he planned to publish shortly with the assistance of Dr. Hastings of New York. Palmer hesitantly referred to his little book, so reluctant was he to let anyone else read the lines in which he had recorded his profound and moving spiritual experience. But when Mason read the stanzas, he asked for a copy. The men stepped into a store together, and a copy was made which Mason put in his pocket. Upon arriving home, the musician read over the verses carefully, and was so much impressed that he composed an original tune for them, which he named Olivet. 2 days later, the two men met again on another busy Boston street. Scarcely waiting to greet the young poet, Dr. Mason exclaimed, Mr. Palmer, you may live many years and do many good things, but I think you will be best known to posterity as the author of My Faith Looks Up to Thee. The poet was ordained as a congregational minister in 1835, holding pastorates and executive positions in Maine and New York. When he and his wife celebrated their golden wedding anniversary in 1882, a friend paid him this tribute, quote, The grandest privilege which God has ever given to his children upon earth, and which he gives to comparatively few, is to write a noble Christian hymn to be accepted by the churches, to be sung by reverent and loving hearts in different lands and in different tongues, and which still shall be sung as the future opens its brightening centuries, unquote. Although he wrote other hymns and translated from the Latin such poetic gems as Come Holy Ghost in Love and Jesus Thou Joy of Loving Hearts, before his death in 1887, English-speaking Christians are unanimous in agreeing that Ray Palmer's first hymn was his best.
Save me.
This has been Rex Bridges, reading from Living Stories of Famous Hymns by Ernest K. Emurian. Copyright 1955 by Baker Bookhouse Company. Used by permission of Baker Bookhouse Company.